Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today as we continue on in a message I began yesterday entitled Children of the Promise. And let me just share again a portion of Galatians, the fourth chapter, verses 28 through 31, King James. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. And guess what, beloved? It's still happening today. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Praise God. In order for us to walk, brother and sister, in order for us to live as sons and daughters of God, there must be a distinct separation from the old ways. There has to be a casting out before there can be a coming in. The old and the new cannot mix together. Remember, he was speaking to the Galatian church, and they were trying to sort of combine the promises of the new covenant with the old, with the legalistic system of rules and regulations. And while they were appropriate for a time, Christ fulfilled them. And so we were entering, not only the Galatian church, but everyone who believes on Jesus Christ enters into a new relationship. The old covenant was necessary. It was our schoolmaster, our taskmaster, to show us that we just couldn't keep the law of God. It took the incarnation of the perfect Son of God, the Son of Man, Jesus, as he so frequently called himself, to live a perfect life that he could be our substitute, our atonement, to fulfill the justice of God. A soul that it sins, it shall die. Well, he stood in for us. He was the second man, Adam. Just as in Adam all die, that our first father, so in Christ, those who believe in him and accept the work that was accomplished at Calvary, they then become the children of the Most High. Praise God. And so there has to be a casting out. We can't live in both worlds. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in Christ's body. And I was going to say the church, but no, I'm making a distinction between organized religion. And there are many wonderful churches out there, but there are a lot that just have a form of godliness. They deny the power thereof. Jesus said you cannot put new wine into old wineskins. And to serve God, there has to be more than just sincerity, more than just honesty of purpose. While that's very commendable, it's wonderful. What else is required? God requires a clear-cut obedience to his call and to his will. What did the prophet Samuel say to Saul? He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. And, you know, the spirit of rebellion and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So many try to mix the old with the new, trying to serve God without repentance, doing good works instead of coming to God for him to do that good work in us, which only he can do. We are incapable in ourselves of living the Christian life. We might certainly put a good effort at it, but it's only through God's power dwelling in us. And then we are assured that we can have victory if we are willing to do that, to mortify, to refuse to give place to our old life, our old way of thinking. That's why Paul stresses, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have to have the mind of Christ. We have to rely on the Holy Spirit, just as he did. He did those miracles. He spoke the word of God as a man empowered by the Holy Spirit. He had the Holy Spirit in his fullness, and the body of Christ individually, as we come together corporately, are able to minister with that same kind of anointing. The body of Christ together, each one of us fitly framed together. Praise God. Abraham was given the promise that he would be the father of many nations. Isn't that right? Years before it happened. For years, that promised son didn't come. Sarah, being past childbearing age, suggested to Abraham, she thought it was a good idea, and I guess he did too, because she was suggesting he take her servant girl Hagar and have a son by that bond slave. The result of that union was a son who was named Ishmael. How many times, beloved, do we despair of God's promises and then try to bring about our heart's desires or our ministry or whatever it would be, or fulfill our calling by doing what seems creditable, what seems logical, what seems good judgment on our part? We so desperately, with all of our hearts, want to see God's promises fulfilled, and we launch out in our own with what seems to be a good solution, good provision. But what is actually going on? In fact, that despairing, which is what it is, that attempt to bring about what we feel God has called us to or promised to do for us, only frustrates the promise being fulfilled. Oh yes, a son was born to Abraham through the bondslave. He became a father. Sarah became a mother. His name was Ishmael. After Hagar conceived, though a little bit of a problem, she bore a son for Abraham, and Hagar began to hate Sarah. Finally, things got so bad that she and her son had to be cast out, sent out into the wilderness. And yes, God was gracious even to Ishmael. He promised he would be a great nation. Many would come from his loins, and he would be as a wild donkey set against his brethren. And as we carry on in this message, you will see that that certainly has been fulfilled. So Ishmael was a type of part promise, if you can hear it, and part human works to bring about what God had promised Abraham. And how many times have we attempted to do that? But beloved, that's not going to work with God. Ishmael was a living example, if you will, of man's failure to do what God commanded. He was, in a sense, if you will, a mingling of the human and the divine, part of the purposes of God and part of the plans of man. Yes, he was Abraham's son, but Ishmael was not the promised seed, which would be the beginning of Abraham becoming the father of many nations according to God's promise. He was not a child of faith. He was the product of man's reasoning. He was the offspring of human intelligence and reason and logic. Well, we've waited and waited, so maybe God wants us to take this route. I mean, that was a common practice in that day. It was nothing exceedingly unusual about that, but that's not what God promised. He finally had to be very specific. He said, out of your own loins, you will bear a son. And in fact, the angels of the Lord came to Abraham while he was in his tent. He prepared a meal, and Sarah actually laughed when they said, about this time next year, Sarah's going to bear a son. And she laughed. shall she have pleasure in her old age? Shall she have the delight and the fulfillment of a mother? Finally, after all these years, when she was barren, she had passed childbearing age. And yet God allowed this, not only in their lives to demonstrate that nothing was impossible to him, but for all the generations to come. Beloved, that's you and I. We also are children of the promise. We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Abraham is called the father of the faithful. He is the father of our faith because why? He believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Ishmael was not a child of faith. He was the product of man's reasoning. He was not the child of promise, but he was the child of man's endeavor to fulfill the promise by the intermingling of human reason with the pure purpose of God. And, beloved, thus, instead of being a blessing, instead of bringing joy, instead of bringing happiness, sorrow was the result, as well as battle and hatred. And, beloved, we are suffering the consequences of that drastic, terrible mistake ever since that time. Beloved, the conflicts in the Middle East are a result of two bloodlines, if you will, that are fighting for supremacy. Just as Hagar hated Isaac, it hasn't changed, beloved. It's the same spirit. And this is what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to mix our faith with the acts of the faithless, which robs us of what God has provided for us. Ishmael, his birth robbed God of his glory. And this was man's self-attempt to please God according to his own ways and purposes. Well, beloved, my time has just flown by, and we will have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast, and I do hope your schedule permits joining me at the same time. And if not, if you have internet access, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for a number of years. You can listen anytime at your convenience. But before I bring this broadcast to a close, I want you to know, beloved, UCM Partners, I pray for you every day. Radio family, you may never have written, I'm still praying for you every day. And asking God all the things that I ask for myself, I'm praying for you that we would come into the maturity, into the fullness, into the power, into the anointing that God has for us. And if you feel being pricked by the Holy Spirit right now, if you are just sensing in your spirit, well, I've never written before. I've never written to a broadcast ministry. He has a reason. Obey him, and you will discover the results. The announcer is going to give our contact information. I love you so much. I thank you for your prayers. I urge you to continue to pray that for God's anointing, that we can see souls saved, that the ministry will advance and enlarge as he desires. All glory to Jesus. God bless you. I love you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.